Yo, we back at it again, episode number 50. And look who's back in studio, man.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
Going on, boy?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Doc himself.
Man, hold on. The legend, the myth himself is back after a long month of study prep for that bar.
Yo, man, listen. It was rough. I'm glad to be back. I missed this. Like, I'm loving the support. My guys supported me all the way. Hey, but I'm glad to be back in studio to go ahead and beat up on y'all again, man.
We're glad to have you back taking the L.
I'm glad to be here to be back beating up on y'all again.
Because quite a few of your support people you support took a lot of L's while you was gone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We ain't got time to run through the list. But you know
what you're talking about. So. All I know is Duke is still in the tournament, and North Carolina is not.
No comment.
No comment, bro. I thought you might have had something to say.
No comment. I've been telling people all year.
We ain't trying to hear them tears you're trying to give us, bro. No. We ain't trying to hear them tears.
I did pick UNC to win in my bracket. I will go ahead and say that now. I was wrong.
You had them winning the whole thing or just Final Four deal?
The whole thing, and I made two. I had them winning one, then other one I had Arizona winning. So yeah, I'm done. My both brackets are done.
Oh yeah, your bracket's through.
Done,
they ain't even make it far enough for you to be like, I got a chance. I mean, they ain't winning it, but I got a chance. Your brackets are completely finished.
Look,
I have no dog in the fight no more. I'm done.
In the words of Ha Ha Davis, I ain't never ever been eliminated out of bracket pool on the first day. Well, Arizona lost to Buffalo, man. I deleted the app, sap, bro. I was like, man.
Hey, but yo, episode 50, though?
Hey, 50.
50. 50-0 is 100, but like 5-0, y'all know what I mean, though. Yeah, you feel me?
Make sure y'all stick around to the end, man. We got something big planned at the end of the show. Got something.
He ain't even told us, y'all, so I don't even know what y'all, I don't know what's... I'm scared. You hear me? You feel me? I don't know what he's talking about. So
just make sure y'all stick around in the show. But man, let's go on and get back jump into it. So Doc, you came on the show at the end of the show last week.
Uh-huh.
You was Brad. I revealed my pick who was going to win. Rand didn't fill out a bracket at that point, but you was so hyped to reveal this.
Now
week.
Let's ask who Rand had picked winning. Tell us one more time who you had winning.
Well,
Rand.
I did just say who won. Who I
know. I just want to hear it. I just want to hear it again.
I wish I had not put out a bracket in the first. I wish I was just like, you know what? I ain't put out a bracket this year, but I picked Carolina and Arizona.
Okay.
Bracket, Carolina. So yeah, I'm out.
Was it North Carolina University?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. But the Duke Blue Devils will win the championship this year. Woo!
What a big surprise.
I knew you ain't know. I know you didn't know, Rand.
I know you didn't know.
But.
Shocker. Y'all gonna lose tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Y'all play Thursday, Friday? Yeah, y'all lose Friday. I'm calling it out.
You calling it out? We gonna lose? Yep.
Syracuse is gonna whoop that. Calling it now.
Is that an expert analysis pick, or is that just because you don't like Duke pick?
Probably a little bit of both.
But nah, Syracuse zone looks crazy right now. 2-3 is living.
It's insane. It's looking crazy for sure. But it just really talking basketball talk. It really just depends how they come out and shoot the ball. If you hitting against that zone, we gonna have a good night. But if we come out with one of them days where Marvin Bagley got to get 35 and 12, we could be in trouble.
He can get it, but in that zone, he not getting touches.
Yeah, I'm not even saying he's gonna get it. I'm saying if it's one of those days where he has to get that for us to win because we're not making anything. You know what I mean? There's been a couple games where it's like, dang. Bad, you know what I'm saying? If he wouldn't have got 30 and 15, we would have definitely lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting to see. So my question is, how you feel about UC and Mick Cronin, T?
Man,
22-point
lead.
Debacle of the tournament.
At first, I didn't want to believe it. But I'm starting to believe, bro, there's something going on in this city with sports, bro.
It's something
going on. The Bengals blew the playoff game against Pittsburgh a few years ago. UC blowing a 22-point lead this year. Xavier blowing a 12-point lead right after UC just blew the lead. Yeah. I'm starting to believe in the same city, in the same arena, like I'm starting to believe something was going on in the city of Cincinnati. Like, we're just not destined to win championships anymore since 1990. It's crazy. Now we got to look forward to the Reds coming up this year. And
is that something to look forward to?
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, it's slow.
Listen, nothing to look forward to. And if I was you, I'd just be waiting and praying that Marvin Lewis can get it together, because you got a better shot at that than the Reds winning, you know.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening, bro.
Hey, don't even ask for it, huh? Because it ain't happening, dog.
I think Marvin might have been giving Mick Cronin some pointers in the game or something, man, because there ain't no way he's in a 22-point lead. No way.
It's ridiculous. Nothing short of ridiculous, but, you know. It be like that sometimes, man. I guess UC lacks a lot of shooting, and you remember I told you guys that all season. They play a really good defense, but you know, when in the tournament, you gotta be able to score. And I
asked T last week. I was like, "They got any scores?" And he said, "Cumberland." Of course, he fouled out.
Man,
so it was like after that, it was like it's over. They had no offense at all.
Yeah, like it's after Cumberland. They ain't really, and that last play was just terrible by that point.
Terrible.
Like, yeah. I'm just looking at that. Like, what was he doing? How do you not get a shot off? Man. Yeah, it was like it was ridiculous. Like, bro, you know. But that's the UC way now.
My biggest thing, like UC behind Virginia, they was the second best defense in this tournament by statistics wise, and you blow a 22-point lead, bro, with 10 minutes left. That's crazy to me, dog. That's crazy to me. And then me working in the radio station, we did the Mick Cronin show the following Monday.
I'm calling for a firing. I know it ain't happening because he just got an extension, but I wish it would.
He got to go.
I wish I had the clip pulled up, but this guy really said on his show he knows his guys, and the senior leaders, Gary Clark and Kyle Washington, they were both fatigued at that point, and they just ran out of gas.
That's what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
So why they in the game?
Thank you.
Why you?
Why they ain't getting no breather?
Thank you.
Make sure they rest up for the at least last 5 minutes, but rest them up.
Thank you. That just basically seemed like, bro, you can't coach. You didn't know what you was doing in that situation. You panicked. Like, if your guys are tired, take them out a few minutes so they can finish up strong. So like, that just didn't make no sense to me. That was wild to me.
You know,
man, as a head coach, you got to know when. Like, I mean, I'm sure they know when TV timeouts are, when this is, when that is. They gotta make sure their players are set to succeed, are set to be fresh in that time where they at the top level of the game. They're not gonna be, you know, cramping up, or not gonna be exhausted when it comes down to, you know, last like 5 minutes. You gotta make sure they rest it. That's his fault. That's on him.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that.
He weak, bro. I can't stand him.
I met him a few times, and he had a little man syndrome.
You know, but he used to be able to, it's really crazy because he used to be able to scout really well for Bob Huggins. We bring in a lot of good talent.
But now that he's the man.
Now, you know, he doesn't really bring in any of the local talent. It's kind of just really hard to, like me and T was just talking about why wasn't Darius Baisley considering UC? And I mean, we got the campus for it. It's a big campus. It's in a decent city. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on at UC.
New arena next year.
You know what I'm saying? New arena. And I can understand if Darius Baisley doesn't come here, but they're not even considering UC. You know what I'm saying? And that's the issue. Look at Trey Young. He's like, I'm staying home. Yep. He could have went to any school.
I mean, when you got a big school in a bigger city like that, you got to be on them kids from day one. Because if not, they're going to be like, all right, you suck to me. I'm not messing with you at all. I think that's his problem. I think he's not in the city enough to know, like, all right, this guy, his name, buzzing on the street, I'm going to go check him out. He's buzzing on the street, so I'm going to go, you know, check him out and see what he's about. I don't think he does that.
And the crazy part, he's from here. He went to school here. Like, that's
South.
Crazy.
Yeah. South. It was a couple guys that were good, like I know personally that went to Hughes, that maybe had, you know, smaller D1, maybe got going to UC, but he wouldn't even come over and look at him. And it's small things like that. Like, okay, maybe you're not gonna offer those guys, but you know, that's a walk across the street, and it does a lot for you sometimes to just, you know, show up to the game.
Yeah,
Yeah, just be there. I know you can't be there every game, but at least send somebody that even know scout. You from here? I'm sure you got.
Yeah, you exactly. You and
hey, you know what, Cuzzo? Check this game out real quick for me.
Yeah, and the guy's a D1 ball player. You know, he's at like Stetson or some small school, but. You know what I'm saying? He's a D1 ball. He might not get the offer, and I'm okay with that. But you got to at least come check it out. And I think that's UC's biggest issue.
For these guys that they're offering from other states and other cities, they're not good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can see they're ballers. I can see if you get out there getting Marvin Bagley and, you know, some top recruits in the country. You're not getting no ballers. You're getting like two-star recruits, dog, from Florida or Texas.
Their whole team almost from New York. It's like, bro. Man.
Like, what are you doing, bro? Like. You got some talent there, or something we don't know about. You got some mob talent, or something that make you get these players. What's going on? What's really going on?
And also, my thing, like, just with UC in general, like that's one reason they fired Tommy Tuberville this past for football, because he wasn't recruiting none of the local high school football players, and that's why they brought Luke Fickell in, because he's more in tune with the community in the state of Ohio. So, like, if you're gonna fire one coach from one sport for doing that, why don't you?
Consider that for Mick. In all sports, man. He can tell us in the city in all sports. And, I mean, obviously, he's not looking deep enough into the city.
We got some talent here, too.
Man.
Yeah, it's talent there. It's definitely talent in Cincinnati, man.
So, definitely. And then now switching over to Chris Mack. Chris Mack, man, they lost on a 16-4 run at the end of the game. I don't know if he really got out coached. It just looked like they just.
You see where he might go?
Chris Mack, where did I miss that? With
he's a front runner for Louisville.
I don't know. Chris Mack, I'm pretty sure he's alum at Xavier, right? I just don't see him leaving.
I wouldn't leave Xavier for Louisville, honestly. At this point right now, no, I'm not leaving Xavier for
Louisville. It's a bigger job, but at this time, point in time, I might have not leave either, though.
And
maybe a year or two ago.
I mean, and you already can't beat Villanova at Xavier, so you want to go to Louisville, compete against Duke, North Carolina, Syracuse,
on a yearly basis? You're not going to get no recruits for at least another 3 years, so I'm going to get sanctioned up. So you're not going to get nobody for the first 3 to 5 years here. That's going to be a wash already. You're already 5 years behind, hypothetically speaking.
Why do you think they lost that game, though? That getting into March Madness, why do you feel like Xavier gave up that 16-4 run? When I was watching the game,
blew it to McCure, the senior leader.
Blew it. He didn't show up.
Blew it.
He blew it.
You know,
and the point guard, what's his name? McCarron, is that what you say
the
name is?
The white guy?
Yeah,
J.P. McCure. Yeah.
He fouled out. He was playing good though, and he fouled out on a dumb play. It was his fault. He fouled out. So I mean, he was kind of carrying him. Blewett was not there at all.
Blewett hurt his NBA stock for sure.
Man,
yeah, big time, bro.
He's a senior, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you can see that game. He ain't been, it's only been one game, but since he blew that layup against Providence in the Big East tournament, he ain't been.
Yep.
Man, it's super duper interesting. Okay, I mean, since we got a fan on the show, normally I would have let it roll, but what happened to North Carolina? They lost by, what was it, like 25, something like that, Jesus. Talk to us, Rand. What happened?
We got mollywopped, man. Like, I had to turn the game off at one point because I was getting so upset we got mollywopped, man.
Roy Williams wore Tyler Davis pajamas that night.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, we just got mollywopped, man. Like, we weren't hitting shots, but the first half, 3-point shooting was terrible. It was pretty horrendous. Got in the hole and we just couldn't come back, man. Like, and I always say this, man, like, in March it's all about you need dogs. You need guys you can rely on to go get buckets, man. Our best scorer honestly is probably Goldberry. You know, and all he could do is basically shoot through. He gets to the rim sometimes, but, I mean, he was playing on a hobble. He was a little bit hurt. I ain't going to make that excuse. He playing, you got to be, you know, ready to play. And we just got mollywopped, man, you know. Our best scorer is a point guard. He was hurt. The jumper wasn't falling for us. Kept shooting it. And we just got mollywopped, man.
Sounds about right, man. I feel for you. You know I'm an ACC guy. I was hoping to see something legendary this year with like a Duke or North Carolina in the championship type of deal.
That would have been dope.
I mean, even though North Carolina, the ACC still is representing strong. Florida State knocked off.
You know, I believe in the ACC.
Yeah.
I took a lot of hits, though.
Yeah, you did.
I took a lot of hits believing in the ACC, though.
Syracuse.
Virginia.
Virginia hurt. Virginia hurt me. They hit me. They hit me hard. Let me see. I'm checking my brackets.
Look, I didn't even, because they played after Virginia. So I was like, at that point, I was just rooting for history at that point. But yeah,
I always like, I always pick with my brain. But when I watch the games, I always root for the underdog. I don't care if I pick, what's North Carolina? I root for the underdogs. I want underdogs in all games.
But the thing
is, because it's like more exciting to me.
But the thing is, like Virginia, they didn't just lose. They got 20 piece.
20 piece.
Yeah, about 16 seed, man. First round.
Hey, that boy Lyles, boy, he a hooper, though.
He ain't hooping against K-State.
Because he gave it all he had against number one Virginia.
Let me look at these stats for K-State.
Man, looking at my bracket, I only got four teams right out of the Elite Eight still. everybody on that top side on the West and the South and the West is gone.
Man, I don't even want
Villanova, Purdue, Kansas, and Duke.
I don't even want to check my
bracket. I'm doing pretty good. Looking at this, I had Duke, Kansas, Tech, Nova, Carolina, screw me, Gonzaga, Cincinnati, I trusted them, and Arizona. So my top the South, I'm done. West, I'm still half there. I'm good in the bottom half. I'm good. Yeah. All four right in the bottom half.
I'm only good in the East region. That's it. The East.
I ain't looking good. It's not looking good. But listen, it's the key to doing well in March Madness. I'm going to give y'all the key for next season. Okay. Close your eyes and just pick whoever you pick by the color.
Pick
by your favorite color each game.
Man, next year I'm just gonna have.
I'm just
gonna have my little nephew pick out the.
Yeah, there you go. The person that wins it most of the time is the person that knows the least about basketball. Yeah. They know a couple schools, like maybe like a Duke or North Carolina. So they're like, hey, I know those schools. So I'll have them make it far for me. Yeah, and one of them get lucky and wins the game, and it's like, boom, there it is.
Yep, I made it. Who wants some money?
Yeah, there it is,
man. Michigan State. I mean, Ray, you caught like you ain't believing Michigan. You ain't a fan of Michigan State anyway.
I never believe in them. Like if they had a legit good team, I would be like, all right, you know what? I believe in them this year. But they always
I told y'all the key about Michigan State. If they make it out the first weekend, they're making it to the Final Four, guaranteed. But if they don't, they're losing in the first weekend for sure, bro.
I mean, yeah. And they just got to avoid Syracuse because they always struggle against Syracuse.
Yeah.
History is shown. And I wish I would have waited to see because Syracuse was playing a game. Wish I would have filled my bracket out after Syracuse played. But, man, that Michigan State definitely hurt. Big Ten took a huge L.
Took a huge L.
They need to stick to the football, man.
Yeah, for real.
Stick to the football, man.
Now real talk, Kansas, they got this easy road to the Elite Eight. I mean,
Kansas?
Elite Eight.
I had to think about what you said. I was about to say.
Because we was talking last week, never trust Kansas, but they get.
Oh, I don't trust Kansas, nah. They'll probably lose next week. I'm hoping they lose. Give us
They might lose the weekend, bro. They got Clemson.
Another ACC team, Clemson.
They play with Friday.
We trying to see all them ACC teams, Duke. You come see us. Hell, come see us.
I don't trust Kansas for nothing, bro.
Yeah, I'm cool. I ain't trusting Kansas. I never will. They done bit me tough. You know, got me. I done hurt myself too many times trusting Kansas.
They only beat Senior Hall by what, four?
Yeah.
I'm cool on them, man.
I'm not putting any money on Kansas, bro.
I'm not putting no money on them.
But what y'all think of the South region, though? I mean, bro, Loyola Chicago and Nevada is playing in the Sweet 16, bro.
Hey, it's lit.
Bro, I mean, we last week we said that was the toughest region, but we didn't mean it, like, as far as, like, the underdogs being...
If Kentucky don't make it to the Final Four, bro, out of this region,
it's gonna be drama at your house.
problems. I'm
praying,
bro.
Kentucky lose. They got an easy road, and they was trash this season.
Man, they were supposed to be trash. They got nobody. The highest seed they got to play is going to be a 7 seed, bro, in Nevada.
I hate them. I hate. Tell your girl, your fiance. I apologize. Your fiance that I'm praying on Kentucky's downfall every single day. If they sneak in and get a championship this year, I will be completely disappointed.
Now that you say that, I'm rooting for Kentucky.
Let's go. I hate Kentucky. So if that's the case,
Ram, we know.
Well, we already know you got a jersey, fam. Come on.
And we know happy wife, happy life. So yeah, well,
I got a jersey, but I do got some shorts though.
We seen the jersey, fam.
And before you moved to the LV, you was down in Lexington, home
with every gang, hanging with Julius Randle, hanging in their Range Rovers.
Ran into Malik Monk in the mall. Oh, come on.
Malik Monk is dropping the stack after playing for the draft. I mean, I dropped a sack. I was trying to cop $100 or something, man. I was trying to let me hold $100, man.
So maybe switching gears just a little bit. What do you guys feel about the New York Jets? New home of Teddy Bridgewater, by the way. How you feel about that before I continue? How you feel about Teddy in New York?
I mean, I hope he does well because I want him to prove, like, to Minnesota, like, y'all gave up on him too soon.
I told you he wasn't quarterbacking there next year. Case Keenum ain't either, but I told you, Teddy wasn't. That was a fact.
All on here, and Teddy we trust, and he gone. Dog.
Yeah, and Teddy is gone.
That's for me. It's not like I could have called Minnesota. It's not like I could have called Minnesota and my voice made an impact on. So I was just praying. We made the smart move.
I talk to Coach K all the time. Just saying.
I need that connect then. We need Coach K on the show then.
I work on it. You know, he's a busy man. But.
No, how much he paid Bagley, bro? I need to know.
Anyways, but there's no Sean Miller action going on in here. But anyways.
I hope Teddy Bridgewater well so he can get another contract down the road.
I hope the same for him. I love to see a black quarterback do his things. But
yep, you know it.
The question is, what you think is going on with the Jets moving up to number 3? That's it, correct? Number 3 NFL draft, trading away 2 second-round picks next year, second round pick. They traded this year's 6th-round pick. Who they going for?
They going for a quarterback.
Going for a quarterback.
How about that? I don't know, man. I mean, all indications show they
are. I've heard rumors that they might be heading after Barkley as well. Everything in me says Barkley's gonna be a bust. I don't know why. I hope I'm completely wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you, it's just like certain players. Well, everybody thinks he's gonna be awesome, but I got busts for some reason. I'm praying I'm wrong because I like to see young brothers, you know, go and kill and make mass money.
Yeah.
But for some reason. You know, when Zeke was coming out, it just was like, maybe it was Ohio State, but it just was like, he's going to be a dog. And Barkley got this, he was an animal too, but it's just something about him. I'm like, oh, he got all this talent. He did good at the combine, but I just feel bust.
Barkley going to be a dog.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, but you know.
In the right situation.
Just like how I thought Georgia was going to lose, which they did. Throwing it out there, you know. I remember, what did I say? Just how I knew Georgia. What I say? I said, I don't know what it is, fam. They animals. They gonna lose, though. I wasn't wrong. Was I wrong?
He came back fully reloaded.
Was I wrong?
You weren't wrong.
Okay, I was just curious.
Fully reloaded.
You know what I'm saying? Certain things, I just get a feeling. I hope I'm wrong on this one, because it's a good kid, Doc, you know what I'm saying?
Back on one, man. That's how you feel.
But yeah, they say going for your boy. They say they looking for Chosen Rosen.
Yeah, because right now you got Josh McCown on a 1-year deal. You got Teddy Bridgewater on a 1-year deal, and let's just say either of those two. Well, Josh McCown, he's older. Like he only has a few more years in the league, and say Teddy Bridgewater is not what he once was. You better take one of these quarterbacks while you can. Yeah.
I think Josh Rosen is going to be an NFL star, too, if he gets on the right team. It's hard, and the Jets could easily ruin a quarterback.
That's true. I mean, cause I'm not. I gotta look at the roster, but I'm pretty sure they don't have any decent weapons up there, like around him up there, like in New York right now. Matt Forte just retired. They don't have a run. They don't have a running game. I can't name.
Who's the wide receiver on the squad? Not Jalen Marshall. He played for the Bills. He's gonna go there and have a hard time. Yeah.
Jermaine Curse. Average receiver. Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson. I'm animal though.
If we need, we'll see.
Okay, I got another one for Kirk Cousins to the Minnesota Vikings. How we feeling about our cousin Kirk?
I said this last week. Super Bowl or bust, flat out. I mean,
this year?
Yeah, it has to be. We get to the NFC Championship with Case Keenum, a guy who was just struggling to find his way in the league, comes off the bench being a third string quarterback and leads us all the way to the NFC Championship game. We got our defense intact. We got most of our offensive pack. Dalvin Cook should be back next year, and Kirk Cousins, you wanted to get paid like you were a big time quarterback. This your time to shine. It's Super Bowl or bust.
Man, they
got to think he can do that. Do you think he's the guy?
They're gonna have to play the Cowboys, bro.
As a Viking saying, that's my you quarterback. I gotta support him.
They gotta play the Cowboys to get there, fam. It ain't happening, bro. I'm sorry about it, bro. Ain't happening. They gotta play the Cowboys to get there.
I mean,
we got Zeke the freak the whole season. It's going down.
So far,
season's still a long way away. Something could happen where Zeke.
Oh, we do got a whole summer to get through, but Zeke, you know. They got Zeke on elementary control right now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you got somebody.
Be in the house by 10, man. Young man.
Can't trust him. Pool parties. Nah, I'm cool.
And, she said pool parties. I'm cool. all swimsuits coming off on camera.
And while speaking of the Cowboys, I want to get y'all opinions. I don't think we touched on it, but the NFL, they came out a few weeks ago and they declared that it was Dez Bryant was a catch. That I mean, everybody been saying that was a catch a few years ago in the playoff game, but NFL came out and said that was a catch. They finally know what a catch is. And like, do y'all feel like the NFL should have came out and said anything, or should they just
kept quiet? I already know we got robbed from a championship that season. It was our year. Tony Romo was balling. DeMarco Murray was rolling. We got robbed, and it's okay. It's because they got that Aaron Rodgers. I won't say anything else behind it. It was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They was just trying to, they wanted him to move forward. It's better for that face to go ahead and try to win. He can't, but it's fine.
What do you think, Range? You think the NFL should have came out and said that was good?
Man, I would have just shut up about it enough for long. it's no use. Like, why bring it out now?
I feel like who said something about that KD when he was like, you know, it's just stupid. Like at that point, it's over. Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, is he gonna go back and replay it? Like, does Cowboys advance to the?
Right.
Like that, it doesn't make sense for the NFL to announce it. What, at 4-3 years later? Like,
it's just stupid.
Makes no sense at all.
And what they gonna do? Is two Romo back up. Romo, let's go. Go back out here for one more play, bro.
Because I see you in here saying the Falcons.
Falcons.
He coming saying y'all
man,
won't beat us. Y'all coming back.
Stop bringing the Falcons up, man.
The Falcons terrible. Who cares? What is he talking about, bro?
Yeah, what are you talking about, really?
They made it further than we did, but you know what I'm saying? At this point, they ain't got no hardware, and we do. You know, it's been a while, but it's better to have some than none, right? You feel me?
We're gonna have to block off.
It's off season, you allowed to talk about the past. You know what I'm saying? During the regular season, you know what I'm saying, I don't like to bring up old stuff too much, but it's off season, and it looks like we still have, what is it, 5 more championships than the Falcons?
Yeah.
5-0?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kobe, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the Falcons got Charles Barkley. 0. All right, that's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Back to, you could take us to the next tank, T.
Oh,
You know what I'm saying? I just be asking questions.
My boy came back fully. Hey, that boy.
He said we got more playoffs wins than the last one. Who cares?
He came back shots fired.
Hey, do anybody remember playoff wins? Nah, didn't think so.
If they're not memorable, like the Vikings knocking out the Saints this year, then though.
Yeah, yeah.
you gotta be memorable or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I don't remember any playoff wins that the Falcons had. Honestly, I only remember them losing by blowing that 28-3 lead. Hey. But it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no smoke.
He coming in July. He'll be live in studio in July.
Hey,
and I can't wait for that.
Hey. What's next, T? Talk to us, baby. Take us to the next thing. What else we got?
I mean, what else y'all want to discuss? I mean, we just March Madness. Shout out, what up, TJ? Boy, sorry for your boy UC alum. Sorry about your Bearcats, TJ. Sorry about that big dog. The association, I mean, NBA playoffs 3 weeks away.
I just saw DeRozan blow the game, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Now we ain't got to go that deep.
I'll score 39 points the first half loose.
Well, I'm prepping for the show, so I didn't see the second half, but I don't.
What's up with that, T? Come on. Talk to me, man. What's up with that? Your voice.
Hey, yeah, it's regular season. Regular season. We still number one in the East. We gonna have the best record in the East. Nah, ain't none.
Yeah, I probably will because you know Kyrie out right now. Point guard.
Kyrie might not come back.
He's coming back. He got to get us.
He said something wrong in his knee. He got to get a second opinion.
He's coming back. They say it's not the structure wrong with it, so he can't like damage it any more than it already is. He's coming back.
If I'm a fan of Boston, that's concerning.
I mean, right now, if I'm a Boston fan, I'd rather him just sit out because they're not going to win with them, honestly. I don't think they're going to win.
They're not beating the Cavs. I keep telling everybody Cavs was on whatever losing streak it was, they're not beating the Cavs.
LeBron ain't going to get something by Kyrie. He ain't
not sorry. This season, at least. Mm-mm. LeBron will die before he let Kyrie win this year.
LeBron going to shoot Kyrie in the knee. It ain't happening, bro.
What y'all think about the Warriors though? A bit with the injury, but I mean, everybody just fell for them.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to the guy. They like the Warriors on the loose. I said, ain't nobody playing.
Yeah.
If y'all want my little conspiracy theory, I don't really think everybody's that hurt. Like if it was playoff time, I think people would be playing.
Yeah, man.
But why not give you this is the perfect way to get your starters a three week break? Yeah. Why not?
Just chill, man. Chill out. Come back refreshed. We're gonna sweep everybody. We get to the finals. It's over.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not worried about having a number one seed. They feel they don't need home court advantage to beat Houston.
I'm avoiding that because, I mean, number one, I don't know. The West so crazy. It keeps changing up every day. I'm looking up the standings real quick. I don't know who never aired number seven, but it changed up every day. Like, at one point, the Spurs
right now, they're eighth. Right now, Jazz are eighth and Minnesota is seventh.
They're sweeping Minnesota.
I don't care who I play at that point. I'll sweep both of them teams. I don't care about
both of them getting swept immediately. It really only comes down to home court against Houston or San Antonio.
Houston, honestly, they're good, but they're not going to beat Golden State, man.
Unless
James Harden averaged 40 and 15.
I think Chris Paul going to get hurt. And I'm not saying that to be, you know what I'm saying, vindictive this time, but –
Shout out PJ.
Yeah, I'm not being that to say that to be vindictive or anything, or I'm not even wishing it on him, but I'm just, history tells us he's going to hurt his hand or something.
Last night he was reaching for that hamstring.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got low key hurt.
I feel like he kind of made a deal with somebody not to ever win a championship or something.
So you get the multi, he ain't sell his soul though,
because if you sell your soul, you get a championship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You sell your soul, you get rings.
I will promise to never get to the finals.
Hey.
Make that deal.
He made a deal with somebody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yeah, I think they're just really resting their players, and they're gonna be ready to go come playoff time. You know. What I am nervous about is Steph's ankles, though, because those have been surgically repaired.
And
so,
that's the other week, man.
Yeah.
That's the only thing right there. He just tweaks them. Like, if he didn't tweak them, it'd be cool. But he come back, tweak it. Come back, tweak it. So it's all about just he keep rolling it. It's always the same.
I know how he feel. I used to roll my ankle all the time as well. So it's like once you tweak it, it want to keep tweaking. Like, dang.
And yeah, you got to be out for at least a solid week to straighten. No nothing for a solid week, man, to get like back to be able to run on it consistently.
You said you had something planned for us, brother. What you got for us, man?
All right, hold on. Before I do that, one more thing. Harden MVP locked up.
Oh yeah,
this is your
yeah. If they don't get him MVP, the NBA hates him. Period.
it's been locked up in my eyes. He had locked up as also breaking locked up.
Yeah. This one to make sure because. Should have won 1 year. Curry won one, but
no,
you couldn't do that, bro. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, you could, bro.
What year?
The first one. That first year. Curry won.
Nope.
Yep.
Not
hey, cuz I know we all got bad ankles, but Curry ankles is like. They made like I don't even know something real thin that easily snaps.
he's one step ahead of one level above D Rose.
Oh yeah. Like it's like I don't even know his ankle's so terrible.
Yeah.
But
history.
What's up, T? All
right, man. Episode 50. You know, put 51 in bio, 50.
I changed it. If you look on there now, it's I changed it. I made a mistake.
Yeah, first time back in the studio. But we've been talking about we want to brand down to the wire 513 for the longest. So
let's go see what this. Okay. Hey, look at that, y'all. Oh, 3D on the back. You feel me? I got a T-shirt made for me. You know what I'm saying?
Fly man, we get your credentials. We definitely send one out to you though. But we got the down to the wire 513 T-shirts made.
I just want y'all to know why I got my T-shirt all the way for the free. Can you remind them, Rand, why I got a T-shirt?
Nah, I'm cool.
Can you remind them? Come on, partner.
I'm cool, bro.
Yeah. Fantasy League champ right here. I just want to remind y'all, look for me again next season.
Man, either way, we're going to get T-shirts made.
We're going to get one, but...
We're going to get them made.
I just want to let you... of course, T1 going to get me one without getting himself one. Champion, baby.
Then fly man. We definitely got... I ain't forget about you, dog. We got one coming for you.
Fly man, Rand, I see you, baby. Hollywood, you know, you can see, you got to wait for things sometimes. Us local guys is getting 5 to 11 inches of snow on Saturday.
Man.
I heard about that.
You know what I'm saying? We got to chill a little bit.
But, yeah, down to the wire merchandise, it's coming real soon. So make sure.
That's good.
Again, and I want to throw this out here. If you're ever interested in coming on the set and want to talk, come talk to us, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we want the guests here, and we'll be glad to hear your opinion, and then tell you why you're wrong.
That's true. But especially we want to get some female guests on here. 50 episodes, we ain't had not one female guest on here.
We know who was supposed to be on here 1,000 times. Ain't that right, man? Like Jesus.
Hey, we do know she kept bailing on us.
Bailing. Bailing.
I don't say her names though. But yeah, man. That's why I appreciate everybody who's been rocking with us for the entire 50 episodes. Shout out to all the guests who came and stopped through. Everybody who tune in each every week, show us love and support, man. We appreciate y'all, man. This is the People Show.
People Show. You feel me? I'm glad to be back, man. I just want to let y'all know again. I was gone, doing that bar thing, but you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure I killed it.
He's back and reloaded.
You see, I'm here to throw shade at my friends, at T, at Rand, at Cuz from Rand to A. Anybody can get it. I'm here with my mouth and my cognac. You feel me?
He on the Shannon Sharp right now.
You feel me? I'm here with it. And I'm turned.
But yeah, man, I appreciate everybody for all the love and support, man. Episode 50. Fly man, you got anything else to add?
Nah, man, that's it. We lit. Got the merchandise coming, let's get it.
Let's get in. With that being said, follow us on everything down to wire 513. Make sure y'all add the 513 at the end of it. And we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Let's celebrate. It's all right.